Okay, now Baruch Hashem, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Nedarim. We are up to parak Zayin, Mishnah Dalit. Hanodim in Abayis, Mutba Aliyah. If a person takes a neder, asking himself from entering Abayis, he's allowed to go into the Aliyah, the second story of the house. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's sheet of a Chamomrim, Aliyah Bichlal Habayis, that the second story of the house is included in the word Bayis, and therefore he's not allowed to go into either story of the house. Hanodim in Aliyah, Mutba Bayis. But if he took a neder only from the Aliyah, then he's allowed to go into the ground floor of the house, because there's no one that would refer to the ground floor as an aliyah. Mishnah Hey, Hanoda min amita mutar bedargash. If a person took a neder, asking himself from using a bed, he's allowed to use a dargash, which is a small bed that they would put next to a regular bed. It was like a footstool to help a person climb onto a big bed. I mean, you imagine a bed on a platform where it's not so easy to climb into the bed, where you can't just plop yourself down on it. So there's like a stool that you use to step up to the bed. So therefore, if you take a neder from the bed, you're still allowed to use that stool for other things, you know, just not to climb into the bed. Divrei Rav Meir, that's Shita Rav Meir. V'chamam dargash b'chlal mita. No, it's all a bed complex, right? Meaning the accoutrements of the bed are also included in the bed. Hanodim in a dargash mutar b'mita. But if you only took a neder from the step stool, he's allowed to use some other way to get up onto the mita, as long as he doesn't use that dargash. Hanodim in a ear mutar likanes l'tchum shel ear. If a person takes a neder that he's not allowed to get hanor from a particular city, he's allowed to go within the tchum of that city. Va'asali kanisli ibura. So tchum is 2,000 amos. So that he's allowed to do. But he's not allowed to go into the ibur of the ear. The ibur of the ear is significantly less than 2,000 amos, is 70 and two-thirds amos. If there's a house within 70 and two-thirds amos of of what would have otherwise been the last house in the town, that extends the border as far as tchum is concerned. That's why it's called the ibura shel ear. It's like a pregnant woman where there's something that protrudes, meaning her belly protrudes a little bit, so or a lot if she's later on in pregnancy. So the city can protrude a little bit and can stick out a little bit more by having a house that's within 70 and two-thirds amos from the city. So therefore, that's considered to be part of the city. But if someone took a neder asking himself from entering a house, he's not allowed to enter from the door frame anywhere inside the door frame. Meaning when you get to the outer edge of the door, that's already usher. So you could set foot on the threshold up until the door frame. Even though the threshold might be considered an extension of the house, yeah, but that's not included in the neder. So that's the reason it's aval. Meaning that even though ibura shel ir is considered part of the city, the threshold is not considered part of the door. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dal, we said if a person takes a neder from the bayis, it's a machlokas whether he's mutar ba'aliyah or not. And the mayor says yes, and the chum say no. But if he takes a neder from the aliyah, then he's for sure mutar ba'bayis. And then in Mishnah Hay, we said that if a person takes a neder from a mita, the mayor holds it's a machlokas whether he's allowed to use the dargish. The mayor says yes, the chum say no. But if he took a neder from the dargish, then for sure he's allowed to use the mita. If a person took a neder from the city, there's no problem with him going into the tchum of the city, but there is a problem with him going into the ibur of the city. But if a person took a neder from a bayis, he's asked to go all the way from only mina agaf v'lifanim, but he's allowed to step on the threshold of the bayis. That is not considered an extension of the house. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Parak Zayin, Mishnah Vav.